Conversation number 38-48. Portion of a telephone conversation between Henry E. Peterson and Earl J. Silbert. This portion was recorded on April 15, 1973, at an unknown time between 4 and 5:15 p.m.
Hello?
Yeah.
How are you coming?
Where Schaffer was in the middle of summarizing his position.
Mm-hmm.
His position is hardening a little.
Uh-huh.
In the sense that, if John is believable, we have a obstruction case against Haldeman and Ehrlichman in the sense that they knew everything that was going on.
If John Dean is believable, you have an obstruction case against Haldeman and Ehrlichman?
Well, let me say this to you. They knew everything that was going on. That is, all the plans, like the Magruder plans, and, they were, like Ehrlichman is, is present, again, going through the same stories about, the deep to get rid of the, Hunt get out of town. He and Haldeman are in on the money. Ehrlichman and Haldeman are in on the money. Clearly, the $350,000 comes from Haldeman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's putting it in, and Haldeman told him to get it back over there, and that they knew that the money were coming in. The demands were being made, and finally they had to give this money up. Haldeman's decision to send it all back to the committee, and he told John to do it, and that's when John calls Strawn. Strawn, does not, Strawn's testimony so far is inconsistent with that. His own idea. Haldeman hardly even knew the money was there, and he just decided to bring it back. He just called up. His story is basically not too believable. That is Strawn's. Strawn's is much more credible because he says, yeah, give it to LaRue because LaRue was giving all the money, and that's why the money went to LaRue. Whereas Strawn can say, well, I didn't, he doesn't return it to the Finance Committee, which is normally where it would go back. He returns it to LaRue. And why does he return it to LaRue? Because LaRue is, Strawn's explanation is, well, he was a senior campaign official. But that doesn't make any sense. Money ought to go back to the person in the Finance Committee.
Does he say Haldeman said to?
Give it to LaRue?
Yeah.
No, not that. He said give it back.
Mm-hmm.
Send it back to the committee and get a receipt.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Haldeman said.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a, based on the money, Dean is really giving us only post, except for the fact that he had advised Haldeman on the first two meetings that took place in the Attorney General's office. It's just horrible, and he says Haldeman agreed, we should have nothing to do with it.
Nobody stopped him.
Huh?
But nobody stopped him.
Nobody stopped him.
Right. No.
This concludes the Abuse of Government Power segments for conversation number 38-48.